Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media Group. Well, how are you on a Saturday night? Boy, do we have a huge show for you. So grateful to have you here and to have you part of Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, my name, and always glad to be with you on the weekend. We've got a big show, as I've mentioned. We'll go through the big board. We've got a lot coming up this hour. We will speak with Gordon G. Chang about some of the disturbing stuff taking place in China right now that our media is basically ignoring. We'll also tackle something that's a pretty thorny issue this time of year. What are retailers doing to rip you off, trying to sell you duplicates of products that you actually really want? We've got a U.S. Undersecretary going to join us. Kathy Vidal is going to be here. And we will also take a good hard look at what the new Congress, what opportunity the new Congress will give the American people, and particularly small business, in the days to come when they take control in January. But first, I want to turn to an expert on Mr. Putin and the Russian situation, because Rebecca Koffler knows Mr. Putin inside and out. She detailed it in Putin's Playbook, a best-selling book from Regnery. And I had a chance to speak to her just earlier today about breaking news regarding the Brittany Griner trade for Victor Boot. Now, if you don't know the basics of the story, Brittany Griner, a WNBA player, big popular icon in the LGBTQ community. She got caught in Russia with a couple of vapes that had some cannabis oil in it. They sent her up the river for that. 9+ years was what they were going to give her. Beyond that, they were not showing any overtures of trying to get her released. The president said he was going to try to get her out. He did not get the former Marine that was also imprisoned there out. But I did have a chance to speak with Rebecca Koffler just moments ago. This is what she told me. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we have had a little bit to say about a lot of different discussions today, we're going to go deeper on the Brittany Griner story right now, and really more into the detail of the equity of this trade with Russia for Victor Boot, the prisoner swap that was conducted this week. And joining me now is Regnery author Rebecca Koffler. You know her from Putin's Playbook. She also wrote a volume on Zelensky and what we can learn about him as well. But Rebecca, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for being back.
Of course. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
So we've heard some pretty bad things about this Victor Boot guy. Why did Putin want him back?
Oh, Putin wanted him back so badly, Kevin. That is because Victor Boot is not just a rogue agent, as the United States was treating him. He's a former, with the former being in quotes, of course, GRU operative. GRU is Russia's military intelligence agency. Boot was an international arms trafficker. He was capitalizing on the lack of security after the fall of the Soviet Union back in 1991, and he was able to establish clandestine arms trafficking networks, and he was fueling conflicts all around the world by trading these sophisticated, back for those times, pieces of military hardware, and to the point where he was conspiring to kill Americans. He's a bad dude. This was a deeply unjust trade, and we just released someone that has made the world a lot less safe.
I kind of liken it to if you were talking sports teams or franchise, we gave up like a really big heavyweight player for someone that doesn't really matter much in terms of like day-to-day security for the American people. But boy, did we, what we gave up, we sure didn't get back.
Well, without minimizing Brittany Griner and diminishing her as a person, you know, every American has value, you know.
I'm not arguing that at all. I'm saying for the national security welfare of the country.
Oh, no, no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just kind of, you know, basically putting stuff in the context. I don't want to be, you know, I'm just saying that I am not doing that.
Correct.
So, what I mean to say is that Victor, we just traded an Olympian, for a varsity team player. And again, like, it doesn't mean that Brittany Griner is not an outstanding athlete. It just means, like you said, from the national security standpoint, okay? Victor Boot has links to Putin himself, okay, through Igor Sechin. Igor Sechin is one of the most influential people in Putin's inner circle. He is not only the head of Rosneft, which is Russia's state-owned oil company. And, you know, oil is very, very important for Russia. This is how Putin is financing his war machine. Sechin is also a former KGB operative. Mm. And so that's how he knows Boot. Boot is going to play a critical role in Russia's war against Ukraine right now, precisely because he knows these clandestine arms trafficking networks.
Oh, so we just didn't give him back a bad guy. We gave him a bad guy that they're going to put to use right away.
100%. Why do you think Putin was insisting on getting this guy back? And, you know, this was a...
No, explain something, Rebecca, because I think a lot of Americans are scratching their head. And again, we're speaking with Rebecca Koffler, author of a great book on Putin's playbook. And she really detailed a lot that people don't know about the leader of the Russian Federation. And I would really strongly encourage you to read it. Rebecca, The thing that I think is on most Americans' minds are, if this trade was so lopsided, why didn't Biden insist upon getting Mr. Whelan out with her? This would be the kind of play that, at minimum, a 2-for-1 would be expected.
Well, two reasons. First, Biden has zero negotiating leverage, okay? The Russians don't respect Joe Biden as our president. They don't respect this administration. I mean, look, these people, we have the Obama 2.0 crew. We have Anthony Blinken. We have Jake Sullivan. These are the people who... were pushing the so-called Russia reset, Russia-U.S. reset. They are incompetent, and the Russians know this. Putin was driving a very hard bargain. The Russians wanted to a one-to-one trade. And John Kirby himself, you know, admitted today that, well, the Russians didn't even give us a choice. Well, guess what? The art of the deal, of the negotiation,
yes, thank you,
is not to wait for the adversary to tell them your conditions. It's about giving them our requirements and our condition. I'm sure if we had the former president, you know, the 45th, in charge today, this would have been a very, very different deal. And so, and of course, the second reason. So the first is there's no negotiating leverage. The second is Joe Biden wanted to score political points. He didn't care about Paul Whelan. Look, it's no secret that Brittany Griner is a celebrity. She's a prominent member of the LGBT community with whom President Biden wanted to score some brownie points, and he accomplished that. And people like Paul Whelan, who is a former, you know, Marine, and people like Mark Vogel, who's just a school teacher. Unfortunately, Biden demonstrated that their lives are not as of high value, and he just handed Putin a great win. And the Russians are elated. The Russian media is praising Putin, and Putin, having scored this win, wants to go for seconds. Today he announced that Russia is open to additional prisoner swaps.
Oh, I'm sure.
With the United States.
Yeah, I'm sure. And he's got his short list of exactly who he wants out. Rebecca Koffler, author of Putin's Playbook, thank you for your analysis for us. You really helped us understand some things, and grateful that you've been here.
Of course. Anytime, Kevin.
You got
call me up. Pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
You got
Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Glad to have you with us. In the next Congress, there will be a divided, split Congress. You're going to have Democrats in control of the Senate, if only by one or two votes, maybe just the tiebreaker of the vice president herself. And then beyond that, you're going to have Republicans in slightly more control of the House than the Democrats have been for the last couple of years. I think they picked up two additional seats to what the Democrat margin was. But what difference does all that make? We talked about it on this show that as soon as government falls into kind of stalemate territory, the market certainly seemed to like it. There's a lot more kind of predictability about outcomes of things. And there's this general consensus, at least on the street, that stagnation of the two houses not being able to run away with an agenda in one direction or the other is kind of a good thing, and the markets kind of level off, and then actually some positive things begin to happen. But my next guest says, well, wait a minute. What if we look at it from a completely different perspective? And he's no stranger to the business community. John Schneider is the famous Papa John of Papa John's Pizza, and he rejoins us. And, John, you put a very good pen to paper in Newsmax.com, Divided Government is Opportunity for Small Business. As kind of the preeminent small business that Papa John's is, because you guys really aren't that small anymore, I know that you came from the viewpoint of the guy that you know, elbow greased it from the get-go. What do you like about divided government, and why do you think it is an opportunity for small business?
Well, I like the checks and balances. I think the framers did a genius, brilliant job to put into the three branches to make sure we have checks and balances so that America could be America. I mean, America is America because of the entrepreneurial spirit, the innovator, you know, the small business owner. And when you get out of their way, they'll do their thing and they'll make America great.
Well, in this divided culture, and certainly I think in the era of Trump and beyond, we've got a kind of more polarized approach. Actually, that's not fair. That happened before Trump. I'm going to go back to following Clinton and Bush. We just entered a much more divisive kind of atmosphere with the hard left and the hard right wielding more power within their perspective ends of the spectrum. But right now, it is very, because of that kind of extremism, it's very unlikely that I think we're ever going to see like anything more than a 51-49 government much anymore in the years to come. So what is the solution? If somebody can stop everything that's coming through, how does a party that's in control get an agenda across?
Well, you go back to 1799 and 1800, the turn of the 18th century, and Jefferson and Adams were wailing on each other. So this is the one thing that upset George Washington, was the two-party political system, but that's kind of what we have and what we've been stuck with. But the key to small business is getting out of the way. And, there's two things happening with small business that I think are detrimental. One is this inflationary issue that just is causing costs to go up so rapidly with commodities, fuel, cheese, dairy, labor. And that's problematic because you can't raise your prices fast enough to cover the cost. And if you raise them too fast, you lose customer counts.
Right.
The other thing is the mindset. The thing that, Reagan had, even Clinton to a certain degree, of course Trump to the nth degree, was they were pro-business. They loved the entrepreneur. They loved the American dream. And it's that mindset that I think starts at the top. I think there was 435 new rules last year that added 190 million hours of paperwork to the small business owner. Mm-hmm. The small business owner simply doesn't have that kind of scale to afford excess administrative costs, excess overhead. They're too busy, making hamburgers or driving a car or, making pizza or doing whatever they do to have all this administrative burden. So we need to get rid of some of the regulations, and we need to get rid of some of the oversight, and we really need a pro-business, pro-small business mindset, entrepreneurship, and that'll put America back on its feet.
Well, you're right about the hundreds of new rules in just the first year of the Biden administration, and that was building on what his predecessor, not Trump, but Obama, had done in his years, more than 2,800 regulations on small business over the two terms. And Trump did what he could to repeal a lot of those, but the Biden people brought them back. And I'm kind of befuddled by that, John, because if we are the country of the entrepreneur, and I think that you can't argue that anything else has made the American economy what it is except small business and people taking a chance on a dream. I think that that's proven every day, particularly here in New York. You see all the bodegas, all the shop owners, all the people that said, hey, I want to try to make it in this, in this crazy city of New York where I live. And kind of the adage is, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. There's some truth to that. But the government seems to, in the last couple of years, take great delight in trying to make it as difficult for that small business owner as possible. But they do it under the label and under the banner of trying to hold big business accountable. If we can't get some sort of like honest truth telling about what's going on, how can we fix it?
Well, the left's ideology, especially the left elite, all about control. And a small business owner, an entrepreneur, you're not going to teach that person or tell that person what to think or how to think. The left ideology, they want to teach you what to think. They don't want to teach you how to think. They want to rob the Americans and the electorate of their independent critical judgment, their ability to think out of the box. And this administration, along with the Obama administration, understood that small business owners are independent critical thinkers. And so, people that can't control themselves try to control everybody else. And the left, with its mask or restrictions or overregulation, their motto is control, control, control. They're not control freaks. They're out of control freaks. And that mindset to try to rob the independent critical judgment from the entrepreneur is the worst thing that can happen to America. So it just comes along with their ideology. They want to control you, like China, communism, with the mask and some of the other restrictions and lockdown. That's government's way of controlling the people versus letting the free markets and the free enterprise, freedom of speech, do what it does. And that is what's made this country the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. We're speaking with Papa John Schnatter, I'm always thrilled to talk to you, John, because, as a college student, one of my favorite things was on Fridays to order Papa John's and to dip that crust into that garlic butter sauce. And you're not willing to give us the recipe for that on the air today, are you? I'm begging, please.
We've been doing that since Dad's Tavern in 1984, but really the recipe is quite simple. It's a little margarine, a little salt, a little garlic, a little garlic and salt.
Oh, man.
It's a simple recipe.
It made many a college night for me unforgettable, and added a few pounds to my frame over the years as well. But, John, we appreciate your article in Newsmax. I'm going to tell everybody to go read it. Divided Government is Opportunity for Small Business. And he has some very practical suggestions there about lowering taxes and pursuing common sense solutions, which, of course, is what we need more of in government today. John, thank you so much for being with us.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
You got
it. Have a great day.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four provinces in Ukraine that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case, the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from that state's Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The margin of votes between Lake and Hobbs is outside of the count needed to trigger an automatic recount. Work pants pulled from a sunken trunk at an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina sold at auction for $114,000. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, this time of year, we are in the holiday spirit. I don't know about you. Do you have all your gift giving done or buying at least? Well, you know, we're going to travel this Christmas, so that means we got to do it in advance and take it all with us. And there's a temptation sometimes to look for extra good deals on things that may be what you're looking for. But my next guests say, you know what? There's some things you need to be careful of because at this time of year, things that you're not aware or maybe duplicates or not exactly what they appear to be are in high circulation. How does this impact our holiday celebration? How does it impact our economy? Let's bring in Kathy Vidal, who is the Undersecretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property and Director of the USPTO. I'll have her explain that in a second. And Paul DelPont, who's Executive Director of the National Crime Prevention Council. It's great to have you both with us. Thanks for being here.
great to be with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
So, Kathy, why are you concerned about this? What is it about dupes that make the holidays particularly sketchy for some?
So I'm concerned about it because of the impact that it has on our economy and the impact that it has on individuals. So if you look at the economy, right now we're seeing $9 million in counterfeit product crossing our borders every day. And what that means is lost taxes, lost jobs. Just in Los Angeles alone, we lost $483 million in lost taxes and 100,000 lost jobs just in Los Angeles. So if you think about the impact that has on our neighbors, on our communities, it's astounding. And then I'll just add to that that the harm that this is causing our children, our neighbors, our parents, it's something that needs to be stopped. It's just counterfeit products related to consumer goods resulted in 70 deaths and 350,000 serious injuries. And it's not just the counterfeit products related to electronic goods that are causing these issues.
That's some stunning numbers. Paul, what can we do about it? How can we be on alert, protect ourselves, families, and, you know, the integrity of our gift giving by not getting into this system?
The first step is always awareness. Be aware that there are manufacturers, criminals, who run part of cartels and syndicates who are making fake products and fake goods. They're selling them to consumers, and the money they're receiving for that supports other criminal activities like gang violence, human trafficking, and the sale and trade of drugs and fake drugs, which are killing people at an alarming number. So be aware. Second step is inform yourself and be smart and buy smart. Look for clues. And we teach kids to be dupe detectives, and adults can be too. Look for the clues. Go to a website, and if the website is spelled wrong, close the browser because Amazon isn't spelled with two A's. You know, things like that, crooks and tricksters will try to trip you up and get you there. When you're shopping online on the website, the thing to look for is the quality of the website. Just like a real manufacturer takes great pride in the quality of their merchandise they're making, people who sell on websites take great pride in those websites. The pictures are clean looking, and the graphics are clear, and there are no typos. A lot of times, most of these goods come in from overseas, and a lot of times the websites are housed outside of the U.S. so they can avoid prosecution by law enforcement in the U.S. So if the website has a lot of typos in it, it's probably fake.
Yeah. Kathy, let me ask you, I mean, there is a whole ecosystem on the web, and I'm thinking of Etsy and some other outlets that allow entrepreneurs that are making small quantity craft items and so forth to kind of be successful as small businesses. But I'm guessing that some of those shops could be mixed in with some of the product that you're talking about as well. How do we know if we're maybe not on a standalone site, but if we're in a you know, subculture ecosystem that has more entrepreneurial type of activity on it? Is there a chance that we're getting taken advantage of there as well?
There is, and it's really unfortunate, and that's why it's important to really think about being smart about all of this, because you're right, those types of websites are phenomenal. They really allow people who are starting businesses, people who want to grow jobs, to be able to participate in the marketplace with low access costs, and so it's an amazing place for people to sell their goods, but those places are also selling these counterfeit products. And you know, one thing I would look for is the brand. Research the brand. If it's a brand you know, they may not be selling on some of those sites, or if they are, you can verify that it's the actual brand. And when it's small companies, do a little bit of research. It doesn't take much research to figure out if you're buying the real thing.
Yeah.
Everyone should join our campaign, Go For Real, by visiting ncpc.org/goforreal. You'll see McGruff the Crime Dog ready to teach you.
I love that guy. He's been around for a long time, even when I was a kid. Kathy Vidal and Paul DuPont, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, last weekend on my weekend TV radio simulcast, we showed you some video that, of all places, CNN was publishing. And it was stunning. People in white suits, picture the government forces that came in after the E.T. discovery in the movie where they try to take the alien, and everybody's in the full body white suits with the big stuff all over their head and everything. They're called white suits in China, but they're going into people's private residences, and upon nothing more than suspicion of a citizen having been somewhere near where someone had COVID that was reportedly found to have had COVID, they are hauling these people out in the broad daylight, in the dead of night, anywhere in between, and the human rights abuses being sent into COVID containment camps and all kinds of things. It's just unspeakable. And our government has said next to nothing about it. The leftist media here in America has reported almost nothing about it. But I want to discuss this in greater depth, and Gordon Chang is back with us. Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, and I encourage you to follow him. And Gordon has penned a piece for FoxNews.com called China Puts the World at More Risk. And Gordon, before I get into the details of your column, you've seen the same videos that are breaking out on social media that everybody else has. These are drastic human rights abuses, and they're not against people that are even necessarily infected with the virus. These are just people that happen to wander near certain places, and they're treating them like this. This is abhorrent, and American leadership has been vapid on what's happening there.
Well, certainly. We had the Biden administration say some very dispiriting words about the protests in China. If the Americans don't stand up for freedom and democracy, nobody else in the world will. And this will have a consequence, because not only will the Chinese people sense that the American administration is not with them, but also people around the world in other countries. Now, what's happened in China is the extraordinary protest that followed the November 24 fire in Urumqi.
Right.
And that fire, firefighters could not get to the apartment block because of COVID blockades on the streets. And also people died because they were sealed into their apartments. This triggered protests across the country. These protests were not coordinated. There were no leaders. They were not organized. But people just had enough of COVID-19. And Kevin, it was not just COVID-19 restrictions. People immediately were chanting, down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping, because they realized that the root cause of this is Communist Party rule.
Given that, and he's just been through his ceremony where he's basically, president for life or whatever they call it over there that he's been processing, where do things stand? How does this, when you have protests that are that large, even if American and Western media aren't covering it, surely it makes an impact there in China. What has been and what is the response that you're seeing develop over there?
Yeah. You're referring to the Communist Party's 20th National Congress.
Correct.
Which was held in the middle of last month, where Xi Jinping got his precedent-breaking third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party. In other words, China's ruler. And while the Communist Party, while Xi Jinping was consolidating his control over the Communist Party, it was clear, even in the middle of October, that the party was losing control of Chinese society. And that was evident from these protests, a different set of protests in Zhengzhou, in the central part of the country. This was at the iPhone factory of Foxconn, the Taiwan manufacturer, and it's this particular facility, somewhere more than 200,000 workers. This makes somewhere like 60-70% of the world's iPhones. And those extraordinary protests continued into this month. And there was a real warning to the international community that China was no longer stable. And then, of course, the November 24th fire, which we just talked about, confirmed that. China right now is in a very volatile situation. And the people there have pushed their regime around, which is now relaxing those COVID rules. But we don't know how this is going to work out.
Well, typically when very maniacal leaders that are very authoritarian get challenged, usually that creates a circumstance by which they tighten the grip. Has Xi Jinping exhausted that option? Is he still likely to utilize it? Or do you think that the protests are truly having the ability to kind of get him to loosen up a little?
Yeah. At least at this moment, clearly Xi Jinping has exhausted the opportunity to exert more control over the Chinese people. And the people are emboldened right now. The protests have died down because the regime has announced these COVID relaxation. Really in Beijing right now, they've just given a signal to local officials. And local officials really don't know what to do because they've got two contradictory guidelines. One is to open up. The other is to make sure that there are no more cases. So they really don't know what to do. But the issue here going forward really is going to be the Chinese people have made it clear that they don't want the Communist Party. Communist Party may reassert control as it's trying to do right now, but this is going to be a long-term struggle, which means that China will remain volatile, and that sorts of implications for us.
Well, given that, you write in your piece that China puts the world at more risk than ever before, and you talk about threats to the region beyond their own borders. What are you describing in this piece?
Yeah. Xi Jinping has clearly lost hearts and minds, and he realizes that he can no longer persuade the Chinese people. He can coerce them, he can imprison them, he can intimidate them. But if he wants to unify them, which he absolutely has to do to stay in power, he's going to have to do something. And the only thing that he can do is to create some sort of foreign enemy. He needs some invasion of India, Japan, Philippines, Taiwan, create some sort of incident with Australia or the United States, really to create the foreign enemy. And so that puts us really in the crosshairs. But, you know, even before these extraordinary protests, which started last month, Xi Jinping had been not only mobilizing the military for war, more ominously, he was mobilizing Chinese civilian population for war. And so we've got a militant regime that is bent on creating some sort of incident. And what's occurred with these protests in China has only increased the incentive for Xi Jinping to do something truly horrible.
That's discouraging on every possible level. Gordon Chang, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for a little holiday spirit, the Piano Guys.
Hey, action.
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bit of fun to put you in the holiday spirit as we round out hour one of tonight's big show, Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Next hour, the Ladies Lounge, KT McFarland, Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, and more Piano Guys.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.